The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It's a little bit rainy and cloudy down here in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. I hope the weather's good where you are. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. We're in our backyard bunker, the guerrilla warfare center of, I think, the world.
Right. Epicenter, anyway, right. As it may be. But joining us on the line right now, we've got Merle from Al & Bob's. They're going to break down Bob's little shooting lessons here. Good morning, Merle.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, dude, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Not a very nice weekend for opening a muzzle loading, though.
No, but it's a good day to go down to Al & Bob's and use that indoor range.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Merle, as long as we're talking, you brought that up. You know, I've got that new Triumph muzzle loader, and I've got a question for you.
Sure.
That, if I go out in weather like this, what do I need to do to make sure that I won't have a misfire on that muzzle loader if I did see a deer and I want to shoot at it? Is there any special care I need to make sure that I do while I'm walking through the woods and getting to my stand?
Well, really, the only thing you need to do is probably just not have your cap on. If you don't have your primer in while you're, you know, walking through the woods when it's wet, you won't have any issues. Other than that, just keep your primers covered up. You know, so those don't get wet because you can have a misfire with your primer.
Okay, good. Thanks. I knew you'd know.
You bet.
How about putting a baby nipple over the barrel end? Does that work, or is that just a cheap silencer?
You know, if you're going to stand your muzzle loader up in your blind, you have an open blind of some kind, yeah, you're going to want to put something over the end of that muzzle loader to keep water from going down the barrel.
Well, listen, I'm totally blown away with that Bowtech. I mean, it's faster. It's lighter, and I think more accurate than... Can I say what my other brand was? Can I say that it's better than my Matthews?
Well, that... I guess you can say that.
Oh, thanks.
Go ahead and do that.
But yeah. You know what? I've heard about Bowtech for so long, and you guys have been promoting them for years, and they just get nicer and nicer, and I don't know that there's a better bow made right now. After using this thing, I'm blown away. If you've never shot a Bowtech, go down and use that indoor range. Because you can try out any bow right at Al & Bob's.
Yeah, every one of the bows that we have out on the rack, several different models, you can shoot any one of them at any time down in our range.
Okay, so, I mean, I feel it's very cool that you have that service. I don't know of many stores that'll actually do what you guys do, but I feel like I'm getting really dialed in. You gave me, I think you've figured out my biggest dilemma or problem with the way I hunt out of trees and so high up, and that's been really my range.
Right. Yeah, anytime you get up in a tree, your range is going to be a little bit longer to your target than the actual distance from your target down to the base of the tree. So most of the time, if you don't use correct shooting form, or if you misjudge your distance with the wrong range finder, for instance, you're going to shoot high because you're going to use the wrong pin.
So you've figured out a good solution for me, and it's a Bushnell. Is it a Chuck Norris?
The Bushnell Bow Hunter Chuck Adams edition.
Okay.
He's probably, you know, Chuck Adams is one of the best known bow hunters in the world. He's killed several trophy animals, but this is designed for the bow hunter up in the tree. So if you have a tree on a ridge and your distance from the base of the tree to the animal is 23 yards, and you're up in the tree, you know, 25 feet, 20 feet, it could read as much as 32 yards. So that's a 10-yard difference, and if you make that mistake, judging it at 32 yards, you're going to shoot over that animal.
So I can continue to practice just on a flat range using three different pins for distances. Use that Bushnell rangefinder, and it's going to dial me in, and I'll know which pin to use.
Yes.
Man, that takes all. I've been guessing so much, and it's, you know, you got enough stuff. When you're up in a tree, and if you've got a trophy in front of you, for one thing, it's you get the shakes. I mean, I bet even the best bow hunters out there, when they see some of the beasts I've seen this year, get pretty doggone riled. I hope that never ends, because that's the thrill.
Yeah, it doesn't happen that often. And when it does, you're just not used to it. So everybody, you know, has that excitement. But yeah, you never want that to end, that's for sure.
Yeah, but to have that rangefinder, I think that's going to take. And what am I going to pay for that?
That's $199.99.
Great.
And that rangefinder will do everything for you, and it'll calculate your angle adjustment up in the tree.
I think that's like the ultimate. That's perfect.
Great Christmas gift, ladies. Ooh. For the bow hunter and your family.
I hope Maureen's listening.
Yeah, there you are. Well, the good news is that if you get all that gear and you get it all working in the right direction, every now and then you get a buck. And we're going to be breaking down some recipes here in a minute about a venison that with our friends from the Old World Olive Press. But anyway, Merle, thanks so much for your time. Always a pleasure to speak with you. And I hope store is full today with guys that are buying new primers and bullets because they got their buck this morning with their muzzle loader. So thanks for calling in.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, bud. All right, that was Merle Shoemaker from Allen Bob's South Division. It's like just the best place to shop. If they only had a few of our microbrews on the rack there, I wouldn't have to go to any other store.
It'd be the sportsman's one stop, right? Yeah,
because they sell cots. I mean, you could sleep there.
Right.
Just get a little blind.
Well, you know, he did mention that rangefinder as a great Christmas gift. I've got a couple other things on my list here for the griller. If you're out doing your Christmas shopping this morning, we talked about the tongs and the silicone brush. But, you know, another thing that I've learned from Bob is when we're putting meat on the smoker, there's a lot of times when we have to handle it to move it around, or when we're done cooking it, a really good pair of washable silicone gloves are a great gift as well. Now, those are going to be around $15 to $25. They are just a great tool to have around. You just slide them on, and you can handle the meat. You can wash them off, but they don't transfer the heat through to your hands, but yet they grip good. So, I'm a big fan of silicone around the grill because it's so easily cleaned in the process if you need to do that.
Yeah, that is a great point and a super gift idea because it's something that a lot of grillers won't go buy for themselves because they're $25 to $75, depending on the grade you get and the quality. But, man, what a phenomenal way. If you're smoking butts, if you're moving some meat around, let's say you've got an offset smoker that doesn't work so well and you're one of those guys out there constantly flipping your meat over, that's what you got to have because you can't pick up safely a nicely smoked set of ribs with a pair of tongs without taking the chance of breaking them in half or a butt.
Right, exactly. And again, we're never going to stick a fork in that. So you want either the tongs, and if especially a pork butt's too big for the tongs, you need a good set of gloves to be able to handle that piece of meat. So
yep.
Just a great one. You know, Bob, we've also talked time to time about the digital thermometers and the iGrill. We were fortunate enough to have one sent to us, but you've used that a lot. Let's talk a little bit about an iGrill.
Oh, the iGrill, a wonderful device. I was in Chicago demoing for Illinois Brick this week, and I was cooking on the tech, and I was smoking on the good one, and I'm inside their office, and the smoker, the big old chuck wagon, sitting out there smoking away, and all the salespeople are walking by, smelling it, the guys driving their forklifts, and driving everyone nuts, and I just whip up my iPhone, take a peek at the temperatures. We had a turkey breast, which I want to talk about later. I had one probe in that, and I had one probe in a chicken, a great big giant fresh whole chicken we were smoking, Rob Russell and I. Oh, my gosh. It was so beautiful to sit there and look at the temps. And it was so windy in the Windy City on Wednesday. It was freezing. So
yeah.
I didn't have to stand out there.
So that's an iGrill. You can find those in local stores as well as online. But it works with an iPhone, and it sends the temperature readings back to your phone through an app. So on a day like today, when it's rainy and cold out, you can sit inside once you get your meat on the grill, set it, forget it, watch your iPhone, and it will come out great. Hey, coming up next, we've got our friends Corey and Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. They're going to be breaking down these extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars. Guys, I tell you what, I did a goose breast with a balsamic marinade on it that I'm going to break down in the next segment that you do not want to miss. If you're a goose hunter at all, this was a fantastic dish. It was easy to do, and I was very pleased with the results. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.